Director Joss Whedon banned Trump from Twitter in the interests of national security. By BenQ on September 30, 2019. Marvel movie director Joss Whedon has demanded that Twitter remove President Donald Trump from the platform in the interests of national security. Joss Whedon made the declaration in response to a thread from a Twitter user going by the name of Julius Scott, who cited comments Trump made in an interview with Breitbart News about his supporters being tough people. "I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the bikers for Trump. I have the tough people. But they don't play it tough, until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very bad," Trump said at the time. According to Julius Scott, such comments amounted to a threat of civil war, and Trump would apparently order the police and military and militias to murder Americans. The thread caught the attention of Whedon, who described it as crucial and justification for Twitter to remove Trump's account. "Can I just add to this crucial thread that in the interests of national security he should be immediately banned from Twitter?" the Avengers director said. Hashtag take Trump off Twitter. Despite their infamy for blocking or suspending the accounts of mainstream conservatives, Twitter has repeatedly ruled out the possibility of banning Trump from the platform, arguing that blocking a world leader from Twitter or removing their controversial tweets would hide important information people should be able to see and debate. Whedon, meanwhile, remains one of Hollywood's most fervent anti-Trump fanatics, repeatedly making hyperbolic and outright false claims about his plans as policies as president, and even fantasizing about his death. In July, Whedon warned that Trump's fascist administration was planning to steal the 2020 presidential election by armed force and with the backing of illegal militias. "We have a racist, fascist president who's using armed thugs and law enforcement and illegal militias to keep us cowed and hopeless, and he'll take the 2020 election by armed force and blatant treasonous criminality, and that's us now. We're the country with concentration camps, so happy 4th, he wrote as the country celebrated Independence Day. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.